What'd you think of Janoris's effort on Sunday?
Okay, Janoris and I talked. He obviously agreed that he didn't have his best game, and he realizes that. We had a good talk, really good. He wants to do that. He's ready to go. I love that guy. He's all in. He gives everything he's got. He missed a few tackles. It was more technique than anything, we thought, and we're looking at it, and I'm sure he'll be better this week.
Did you think he gave the effort, though?
When you talk about a missed tackle, I mean, I think he was trying to make the tackle. The guy stiff-armed it. He didn't do a good job knocking down the stiff arm. There was one where we always talk about if you get your feet in front of your hips, you got no balance, you can't make that play. And the one that he missed on the edge, I thought that was part of it. I don't know what other plays you might be talking about, but I got no problem with I got a problem with missing tackles. But I don't have any problem with his effort.
Why sit down and talk to him? You're
talking about the tackles and the plays, and I'm talking about the overall. I think he can play better, and he believes he can play. He knows he's got to play better. We need him to play better. But just the overall play, when you look at it, he knows he needs to play better.
After these 2 weeks, I mean, do you still think your defense is all in?
I do. I don't think technique, the three things I listed was I think we've got to be better technique, we've got to have better eye discipline, and then we just got to get after it. That's when you play good defensive football. That's, to me, it's that simple.
Steve, what about your linebackers? I mean, you have a lot of injuries there.
Yeah, it's been hard. It's been hard, and it seems like every time we get one back, we lose one, and especially when it's the person in the middle. We haven't really had the continuity of having the one person in front of the huddle talking to the guys every down, or most of the downs. It's really, when you think about it, it's been BJ, it's been Keenan, it's been Kelvin, it's been Curtis, it's been Calvin. And all the K's and C's, that's hard, and it's hard for our guys because it's easy to have one voice that they listen to all the time. But we got to grind through it. There's nothing we can do about injuries.
Is it possible though that maybe that's why we're seeing some of the miscommunication between the guys?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like anything else, you know. When things are rolling and it's the same people and you hear it the same way and guys are used to hearing that same voice, everything works. It all begins with communication. That does have something to do with it.
How do you think Kelvin responded to his return on Sunday? He took on a bit of a leadership role, and do you think he'll be ready for Kansas City?
I don't know yet on the Kansas City thing. You know, Ronnie will let us know. But look, our guys feel really comfortable with Kelvin. I mean, he's a very smart football player. He steps right in. You probably asked him to do, you know, for not having played a lot of football, you know, you run the risk that when you're out there pushing on people and you haven't done that in a while of injury. Now, hopefully he's going to be okay. But when he's in front of the huddle, I bet you all the other guys will tell you, everybody feels real comfortable. He knows what he's doing. He does it fast. He's a confident football player. That's what you need in the middle.
Steve, you obviously know Andy Reid well.
Yeah.
When you see this Chiefs offense, what concerns you about what they might be able to do?
Everything. they're as multiple gets, you know, from an offensive standpoint. And they've got really good players doing it, and they've had the same players doing it, which is an advantage for them. And the guy in the middle that gets the ball in his hands every down is really good. This is a challenge, a great challenge, great opportunity for us to come out, be a great thing for us to do good against this offensive football team. I've always respected Andy and what he's done. He's got little. It's not the Philadelphia offense. There's more wrinkles to it. There's a lot more to it, and they obviously do a really good job. And Alex Smith is having a heck of
perhaps as a difference from last year, do you have to make sure you help to lift your guys' confidence as much as you can?
I think that's the part of any coach's job. Confidence by getting them in the, you know, working with them during the week, getting them in the right calls. I always try to have the perfect call. Doesn't always work out that way. I always think when a play doesn't work, it's my fault, didn't call the wrong thing. I know that's not always the case because the guy's got to play. But, you know, confidence will come when we get in a little bit of a groove, have things go real well, and we can't let one play deflate us. We talked about that this week, and sometimes that happens, and that's where we as coaches got to get in there and say, look, forget about it, move on to the next play. I worked with a guy down in Philadelphia, a longtime D-line coach, Pete Jenkins, who always used to say, don't let a good play or a bad play affect the next play. And when you do that, and you're thinking about the last play, it's not good football. So I agree with what you're saying.
Steve, the number of explosive plays. Yeah. I mean, the last 2 weeks is crazy.
Yeah, there's been a couple of things there. The one long one was a number of people. There was coverage and pressure. We should have been to him way before he had time to launch the ball off. That's what you do when you bring pressure. You want the quarterback to get it out quick. You know, the one at the end of the half, you know, was probably my fault, probably should have put another substituted group in, taking it easy on JC. Those are the two that stick out the most. And, you know, run plays are all 11 guys, and it's make a tackle, set an edge, all those things. The very first play of the game, six plays later, was played perfectly, and it was a tackle for a loss. So it was really technique more than anything on that. We talked about that this week.
Describe the game, the previous game, you know, is it kind of like an embarrassing pit in your stomach?
Yeah.
How would you describe this one where you're doing 31 points on a team that really...
Yeah, they kind of add up in there. Yeah, I mean, that's, we got a lot of pride, you know. I mean, you can use the word, your pride is hurt, you can use embarrassing, use whatever you want. But I do know this, and I say this every Wednesday, when we go in that meeting room and it's time to get ready for another game, all that's done. There's nothing we can do about that. All we can do is about what we got going forward, and all we've got is one game in front of us, and that's what we're going to focus on.
You said you have a lot of pride. Have you seen pride on the defense?
I have. I do. I know we have prideful guys. You know, do we get discouraged in the course of the game? A little bit, yeah. Do we get a little frustrated? Yeah, and that's what we got to filter out, I think, in the course of the game. And like I say, don't let a bad play or a good play affect the next play. If we do that, I think we play much better football.